This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
As you know, the big story yesterday and continues to be today is this hurricane that went into Florida last night. This thing was a monster, and it really caused some problems. A lot of the tornadoes, even early yesterday, wreaked havoc throughout Florida. I mean, people were just posting videos of houses being destroyed. I saw where the big stadium in St. Petersburg, the roof is gone this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a hurricane.
Tropicana Field, and it's missing the roof this morning. So this thing did everything that it was expected to do, and that's not good because they had a lot of flooding. They got alligators in houses. Did you see that?
Okay.
No kidding. Here, let me show you. I pulled out because I knew you wouldn't believe me.
Alligators in houses.
Yeah.
Alligators
mm-hmm. In
houses.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the swamps.
I'm still jaded from that shark in New York City.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll never believe anything again.
This is real.
Okay.
Alligators.
Right. Yeah.
Big alligators. They're saying, check your house. Check the closet.
Really?
There'd be a gator in there. That's what they're saying. Remember our buddy, not remember, but you know our buddy Reed Temmer?
Yeah.
Jamie, you turned me on to this guy.
I did.
This guy is really good at what he does. He's one of these...
storm chaser.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, right?
Yeah, I feel like he lives here. I feel like he lives in a small town in Colorado.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because sometimes he's in Colorado, like, a lot. Or his mom lives here.
I know he's in Kansas a lot, but there's a lot of storms in Kansas.
Yeah, he's a storm chaser, yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know.
Oh, Schmidl has his hand up Schmidl. Like we're in school.
His Twitter says that he's from Golden, Colorado.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
Old Reed.
Yeah.
Right here in Colorado. Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, this is Reed Tebbert. You can follow him on X, okay? Here's Reed.
On Facebook or on everything, really.
Yeah, he's on all social media. Here's the time, the exact moment that the eye came into, and he was standing there for the wall of the hurricane last night. You see him running for his car. For his vehicle, the storm chaser vehicle, and he's being blown sideways, and it's the actual, I guess he has a way of pinpointing exactly what's going on with the weather, and so he knew exactly what time the wall had hit, and that's what that was.
Really?
Is that crazy?
Yeah, well, hurricanes fascinate me that the wall is like that, and then you get 4 minutes of calm.
Yeah, just peace.
Yeah, and then the next side comes in.
Yeah.
The eye thing is weird. I mean, how do you have such a violent storm, but then you have 4 minutes of peace?
It doesn't make sense.
It's so weird.
And I've been through one of those before. Where
I thought you said you've never been in a hurricane.
No, it was a tropical storm, but it had an eye in it. And we were in Panama City. I wasn't in Tampa. We were up there for some event. And it came through. And it was weird because you had all this wind. It wasn't anything like the Milton was. But you had an eye, and then it got so calm. Beautiful. Sun came out.
Weird.
And then on the backside, here comes the storm again. And that's what they had yesterday in Florida.
I'm sad that you are mad at my buddy.
Who?
Dan, or whatever his name is, on the boat.
Let me
tell you. You're really angry about him.
Lieutenant One-Legged Dan is a scam artist.
I kind of like him.
I feel like...
He went viral.
That crackhead, I'm telling you right now, he's a scam artist, and he's starting to be discovered as that, too.
I don't think he is.
He's on that boat. And
he has no clue about social media, I feel like.
This guy is front page of the Daily Mail this morning.
He's all over everywhere.
Dan. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. He survived the boat, 16-foot boat out there. And it's a junky boat, too, okay? It's not like this thing is, you know, some type of a yacht or anything. I mean, it's a junky little sailboat that he's on. And he survived it last night, I guess. I mean, if he really was on it.
Well, he was. They kept checking on him all night.
Yeah, people were checking on him literally all night.
They were checking on him all night.
I don't trust him.
He became like the, like, I don't know, everybody needs, like, that not he's not a hero by any means. Everybody needs that storyline, right? Everybody needs a storyline in something like this, and he was everybody's storyline.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. No, you're dead on. He really has captivated a lot of people. Now, here's what I don't get, Jamie, and I've yet to be able to uncover this, but I am investigating heavily, okay?
Okay.
I am completely in on this, okay? How is his name like Joseph Malachowski, but yet he's Lieutenant Dan?
Because he has one leg and he's on a boat, and it's a Forrest Gump reference.
He literally got named that by people.
Because he's got one leg and he's on a boat.
Lieutenant Dan has a boat in the movie and he doesn't have any legs.
Yeah.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
It is true. It's a reference.
Here's a lady that posted yesterday.
Now it's coming back to me. I haven't seen that movie in 800 years, but now I remember. Is he at the end of the movie?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He has legs and a wife.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at the end.
He even rides out a storm in the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Here's the lady that made the post yesterday that got me thinking about this and really turning on Lieutenant Dan, the one-legged shyster down there in Florida. Here's her video of what she uncovered with this guy.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a...
EMT responder with a violin.
What?
Yeah, somebody responded to him. He was in a world of trouble, but he had a violin.
She said he's not homeless. He is homeless, and he has a GoFundMe just from the storm. Like, why is she? What?
This lady started to me. Just starting to sound a little jealous.
She sounds like you.
She sounds like me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm sounding this way, because of her.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin. His GoFundMe is under a different name than the one that he's using in the Daily Press and the one that he was arrested in. So it's really hard to tell who exactly he is. But what I have found is that his Facebook page lists himself as a digital creator. That's right. A digital creator. He lives in Palm Beach. Knowing that there was going to be a storm, he anchored himself to the worst place in all of Tampa. The worst place. From where he anchored, there are four marinas. The Hillsborough River, a short jaunt, like literally even 700 feet from where he's anchored.
Listen, I don't care. It's like it's a fun story. I don't want to hear somebody bitching all morning.
He was offered homes. He has clearly made $20,000.
Okay, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
He put himself in that particular bay because he wouldn't have gotten recognition if he'd gone to a bay that was safer. So you go for the real danger, man. The danger. That's what he went for, right?
Who cares?
I'm disputing what she's saying there. She's saying that it was because it's like, no, you wouldn't have gotten the recognition if you didn't face danger head on, man. That's
anyway,
exactly what he
made
doing.
It. It's a great story. And then I guess he got $20,000 on his GoFundMe. And then some guy like gave him $100,000 to buy a new boat.
Brand new boat.
Yeah,
got a brand new boat.
Good for him.
Here he is.
Who?
The guy.
Oh. I'm going to be able to pay for a boat for you. We're going to get you a nice boat in the range of $50,000 to $100,000. And we're going to get you a full-time kick deal, which is a live streaming deal where you can stream your entire voyages and all your adventures. And you could have a passive income come in, connect with fans all over the world, and they could really see your adventure, man.
Wow. thank you.
It's going to be insane.
I mean that from, but I don't know what else to say other than thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to follow him.
I would. I totally would. Yeah. I love the whole story. So, and I mean, it seems like he's choked up and really excited about it. The only thing that is a little troubling is I do feel like you called him a crackhead. I feel like he really is a crackhead.
Yeah, I do too.
But crackheads are fun to follow.
I think he's just a drinker. I think he's a heavy drinker. But nevertheless, I mean, he's living on a boat in the bay.
Later,
you know what?
In that clip, he says that he had a problem with Oxycontin before.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oxy, huh?
Oof.
But he's found the Lord, from what I understand.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's found the Lord, so he's turned his life around. Yeah, but I'd love to live on a boat. I think that'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want a bigger boat than what he's got.
Yeah, he's got a little boat. That's a little boat.
Yeah, that boat's not very big. I don't even know how he stretches out on that boat. He needs a new boat.
And his little oxy head pops out. He's like, hey, I'm still here.
So he gets $100,000. Will that buy you a good boat? I'm guessing.
I think.
I don't know. It's not going to buy you a yacht,
right? Yeah.
But I like to help the guy. I would say 50 to 100.
Yeah, because like a really nice ski boat, like a really nice one, is like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Chatfield, like some of those boats are 100 grand.
Speed ones, yeah,
with the bellows in them that you fill up.
Yeah, I don't know how much 100 grand gets you when it comes to the ocean.
We're gonna have to go on Craigslist.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. Yeah, we'll go find him a boat.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.